today I thought we would talk about something simple, because, you know, it's talked about a lot, yet complicated. We would talk about the mission of Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam and Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha after the events of Karbala. We all know what it's about. Imam al-Sajjad and Sayyidah Zainab were entrusted with the responsibility of spreading the message of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, raising awareness among the ignorant people of that region, because, well, they were really far away from Medina, and 1400 years ago approximately, there wasn't, you know, like, there was no mass media, and if for news to travel to another city, it would take as long as a horse could run really fast, right? So people really didn't know, and they were really in the dark. And Banu Umayyah had basically done everything they could from the moment Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood to counter Islam and the message of Islam and the philosophy of Islam, the morals and ethics of Islam, so that they could reign. So Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam and Sayyidah Zainab had to, through the grueling process of being held as captives, being shackled in bonds and chains and dragged from city to city on camelback, I feel that they were able to survive, endure all of that, not just because of their impeccable, strong, unfailing faith and iman, but also because they had a mission, they had an objective to reach, they had a purpose, right? And that purpose was raising awareness, letting people know about what really had gone down, who's in the right, who's in the wrong, who's the tyrant, who's the oppressor, who's the oppressed, who is the household of the Prophet and who isn't, who has usurped this position of leadership of the Islamic society, of the Islamic nation, and call Yazid out for the heinous acts of crime that he had committed against the children of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to set examples for all of us to know what to do at times like these, when everything is just so blurry and so confusing, and you're in the dark and you don't know what's going on, who's right, who's wrong, what our role is in regard with helping people becoming more aware, and also having a better understanding ourselves, a better grip of the situation, which is really important. Maybe we'll talk about it in an episode, why it happened, and had people had more insight about religion and politics and what happens behind the curtains, you know, Karbala would have never happened, because Muslim ibn Aqil wouldn't have been killed. We all understand that. But what I think is most important is for us to, like we said, they wanted to set examples, right? For us to see, well, what am I doing about it? Imam al-Sajjad, he was an imam, right? He was an infallible imam, hujjatullah ala khalqi. It was his job to guide people. And Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha as well, to an extent. What am I doing to follow in their footsteps? What am I doing as their Shia, as someone who claims to love them, as someone who claims to be willing to pledge my life for them? Are we raising enough awareness? Imam al-Sajjad and Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha went through all those cities and all those towns and all those countries and regions, and they never lost a single opportunity to speak the truth, to reveal the enemies for what they really were, to remind people of the true message of Islam, and to revive within them the spirit of Tawheed, monotheism, akhlaq, submission to Allah, to remind them of the verses of the Quran. And they were able to do all of that because they were trained for that for their entire lives. So basically what I'm trying to say is, if I want to follow in the footsteps of those whom I claim I love, I need to train myself. Loving Imam al-Hussein is is profound, but it's not enough if it doesn't change me for the better, if it doesn't awaken in me a sense of awareness and a sense of wanting to make other people aware as well. Something else that's really important that Imam Sajjad and Sayyidah Zainab Salamullah Alayha did is reviving or resurrecting the true image of Islam, which at this point was totally distorted and mutated and mutilated out of its original form. And again, back to ourselves, that's what we need to do as well for the sake of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and that is only possible if we first train ourselves, if we first acquire the sufficient proper knowledge about the Quran, about the history of Islam, about the true message of Islam and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, what Islam is really trying to bring for us. And then once we've grasped and understood that fully, it is our mission and duty to spread it and preach it to other people, to make them aware of it as well, because it's an act of service to humanity, to ourselves, to the society we're living in, and most importantly, it is a testament to our love for Imam al-Husayn. And I feel that we owe them at least that. Adham Allah wujudakum. I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are.